Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the War Room. I'm your host, Harrison Smith, coming to you live this Friday afternoon, the 10th of April, 2026. We're at war, folks. We're at war in more ways than one. Of course, during the show yesterday, Donald Trump dropped a figurative nuke on Alex Jones and Tucker Carlson, Candace Owens, Megyn Kelly. And of course, the interesting thing about, and there's lots of interesting things about this, and we will be talking about it today. I know Alex Jones has taken the high road, as really all of them are, all the people that he attacked. I'm not sure I'll be able to maintain the high road posture, actually. I think I'm going to be mocking everything about this today. And we're going to be having fun today. It is a Friday broadcast, after all. I think we work hard enough just to laugh at some of this stuff every once in a while. But we do have a lot to talk about. Of course, we will be getting into the Trump attack and the reaction, which has been, as always, extremely gratifying and uplifting. I mean, there is a very strange dichotomy that is almost a constant here at InfoWars, where we get hit with something that's just like devastating, whether it's we're getting shut down, the bankruptcy, Donald Trump turning on us, whatever it is. And it's always immediately followed up by the greatest outpouring of support and love and like true appreciation for Alex Jones in particular that you've ever seen. So it's just been amazing seeing my entire X feed is just everyone I follow being like, yeah, we're with Alex on this one. We actually, Alex is 100% the real deal. Totally. It's not even a question. Is he putting out new truth? Oh, he got a new truth social. Glaze job saying Senator Lindsey Graham is doing a fantastic job. He's running against a lunatic named Mark Lynch, who supports perhaps the worst congressman in the history of our country, Thomas Massey. He is like obsessed with Thomas Massey. What a weird insult. So hold on. He says that he's running against Mark Lynch, who supports perhaps the worst congressman in the history of our country, Thomas Massey. This is the thing. Other people have said before, like, Thomas Massey has, like, Trump derangement. No, Trump literally has Thomas Massey derangement syndrome. He's got Thomas Massey derangement syndrome. He's supposed to be apparently doing an endorsement for Lindsey Graham. It goes off the rails about one sentence in, and suddenly he's saying that you shouldn't vote for Lindsey Graham because Lindsey Graham is running against a guy who's friends with Thomas Massey. It's like Donald Trump wakes up in a cold sweat after a nightmare of Thomas Massey. He checks his closet for Thomas Massey before he goes to bed at night. He makes the maids in the White House look under the bed to make sure Thomas Massey isn't hiding there. He's got Thomas Massey derangement syndrome, and it's very sad to see. This is all sad to see, right? The Lindsey Graham endorsement. I mean, today he's endorsed like Palantir, Lindsey Graham. I don't know. There were some other ones where it's just, okay, this is MAGA now. Hope you guys have fun. Yeah, let me know whatever other truth social posts that he puts up. So I don't know if you know this. We're on television right now. Do you know that right now this broadcast is in fact flying through the air and being beamed into television sets? Somebody tell Donald Trump. He seems to think that the world is television, and that if somebody's not on television, they don't exist. Does he know that we are in fact on the television right now, believe it or not? So again, we're going to get into it. We're going to take your calls. We're going to play a lot of videos today from supporters and haters alike. We'll break it all down. I'll do your daily dispatch on the other side, but it's going to be a good show today. Stay tuned, folks. Go to thealexjonesstore.com to support us. That's the only way we get support. Everyone we help throws us under the bus. Not you, the audience. We love